Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk about her special performance, which is coming up next week here at San Juan College, Rosemary Meza Desplas is here in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for coming in this morning.
No problem.
You are a local artist, and you do a variety of different artwork. So I kind of wanted to start by asking you a bit about the types of art that you do. In addition to these spoken word performances, there's a whole other side of your art, I think, too.
There is. So in terms of visual art, I'm primarily known for my hand-sewn hair works, fiber works. Although I also paint, and mm-hmm. I do large drawing installations directly on site at a gallery on the wall. And I also am starting to do some video work. So something I learned during the pandemic is I taught myself how to use a video software editor called Filmora and have done a couple of video pieces.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, I also do spoken word performance.
Right. And you had a show here at San Juan College, I think it was pre-COVID, so that goes back a couple of years at least, right?
It was right before. Actually, the opening was on a Friday, and I believe it was the Friday before the college had the shutdown.
So like March of 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So yes. 2 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
So people may be familiar with some of your work is what I'm thinking, if they got to see that show before we had to shut everything down.
But. Right. So I've shown here at the college, at the Durango Art Center.
Right.
At Fort Lewis College, at Studio 116, Karen Ellsbury's
right.
gallery downtown. So several places in the area.
Right. Well, and a lot of places out of the area. For sure.
Yes.
I know you've had international shows.
I have. I've shown in Hong Kong. I've shown in Venice. I've shown in England. So lots of international shows as well.
Very good. Well, I think we're all excited to have you here and be able to enjoy your art more frequently maybe than folks who live outside of the area. And so that brings me to next week. Mm-hmm. And so you've got this special spoken word performance that I want to let folks know about. And here's the poster a little bit, right? It's going to be on the 8th, which is Tuesday, 7 p.m. in the Connie Gotch Theater, which formerly is known as the Little Theater here on campus. Mm-hmm. And the title is Spandex Bodies and Identity Cheerleaders.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What does that mean?
That's a good question. Well, so spandex bodies actually refers to the idea of women. Well, spandex is a fiber material that has a lot of elasticity to it. And so I was thinking in terms of women stretching themselves to encompass working outside the home, being the primary caregiver for their children, caring for the home, and also at times also caring for elderly parents.
Right.
And so the fact that women stretch themselves out so thin to really kind of accommodate everyone that they love, that's in their sphere of community or family.
They can have a lot of things tugging at them, pulling them in different directions, like spandex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then identity cheerleaders, the second part of that title, refers to the idea that I am a champion and an advocate for people self-identifying in the manner that is most comfortable for them.
Right.
And so in the performance, I refer to a lot of different ways that people self-identify. And in one poem, as the introduction, I kind of talk about the different ways that Latinos or Hispanics or Chicanos or Latinx identify. The idea that those words and terms are always changing.
Right.
So.
And Latinx is a relatively newer term.
Correct.
That has been, I think, both loved and not so loved, maybe, by the community and others, at least from my understanding.
Right.
And so and I think it's important that folks are comfortable with the words that we use to identify ourselves and others in our communities.
Right, exactly.
And so with this spoken word performance, I mean, you want to get that across to the audiences, of course, and this is all part, we should mention, too, the highlight event of International Women's Week. Mm-hmm. And I know you do a lot of work on behalf of women and advocating for women in some of your artwork and most of your artwork, if I think I'm correct in saying.
Yes.
And so that's a really important theme, I think, for you.
It is. It is. So it's International Women's Day, and in March, of course, is Women's National History Month.
That's right.
And for International Women's Day, the actual theme is Break the Bias. And so it's this idea that whether it's deliberate or subconscious, gender bias infiltrates all aspects of society. And if we can break the bias, it will allow women to move forward. And gender bias is something that prevents them from sometimes moving forward.
Okay.
So that's part of International Women's Day. But the poems, generally are about gender inequity, but also it's about identity. Some of them certainly reference my own identity as a first-generation Mexican-American. And last poem in the set also talks about my grandmother and also my mother. And my mom was a migrant. I came to the U.S. as a migrant to work in, agriculture and fields. So all of that is wrapped up into the spoken word performance, but definitely highlighting women,
right,
and the empowerment of women.
But a lot of personal stories, it sounds like to me, from your personal upbringing and childhood and family history.
Yes, yes. And that's kind of a little bit of a different turn for me, because normally I create work based on kind of a broad sociocultural issue and don't necessarily bring in my personal history. And so bringing in the personal history is probably something a little bit new that I've been doing, probably since the pandemic, I guess.
Okay. And how do you feel about that? I mean, is that something that you are finding yourself more comfortable doing, or is it something you always wanted to do and are just now able to add it into some of your performances? Because I would imagine there's a little bit of vulnerability maybe of sharing about yourself when you do that on stage.
There is. And I think, a couple of the poems, I get so wrapped up when I'm, actually in the throes of performing that a couple of them, I get a little choked up when I'm doing them. So, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit putting yourself out there and letting people know who you are personally. But I think it's important to highlight where I come from and to let people know it's important to be proud of your identity and proud of your heritage and your culture, whatever it might be.
Right. We all have it. We all have past to talk about and celebrate and families and all those things.
Yeah.
Are we getting any, as a society, are we getting better, do you think, about accepting women and minorities and other ethnic groups the way we should be accepting these groups, do you think?
Wow, that's a big question.
I know, right? As I'm saying, I'm like, that's a really big question. The work that you have done, I think this is something that you have looked at and worked and woven into your work, both literally and figuratively. I'm just wondering if you see any progress and positive steps.
I do see progress.
Okay.
I do see progress in terms of gender. I think the thing about progress is that you don't see it for several years.
Right. And it can be very slow moving until all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're here.
It is. It's like tiny, tiny little steps, increments for going forward. But in terms of, say, women in politics, for example, I do see progress. I do see more women in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, in more leadership positions.
And a vice president.
And a vice president. So that is progress. But I think in terms of race and ethnicity, I think we've almost taken a step back in some ways. And there's a poem that I do in the set, and it's a poem from like the late 1990s. And it's kind of an older poem, but I put it in because I thought it resonated for today. It's pre all of Black Lives Matter and things like that, except it seems to speak exactly to it.
Interesting.
And odd that it was written back in the late 1990s.
Right.
And in that sense, I feel like, I guess we haven't made any progress because I'm reading this poem.
Right, which is now 30 years old or
right.
so.
Exactly.
And the same issues back then that we're dealing with today, sounds
yeah.
like, which
yeah.
is disappointing.
It is disappointing, but I think it's important to have a sense of hope, to believe that there's a possibility for change. There's always a possibility for actions to happen.
Right.
We just have to make them happen, a little at a time.
And understanding, mm-hmm. I think, too, with our neighbors and our communities and things along that line. I'm thinking about, of course, in the news, the nomination of the first African-American female Supreme Court justice.
Right, yeah.
For the first time in 100 and, well, more than that. 200-plus years, of course. But, I mean, that's certainly significant.
It is. It's exciting. It really is. So when things like that happen, it just gives me hope. It makes me believe that I have to continue to do my artwork, the writing, the spoken word performances, because it does make a difference. So.
And do you see yourself as a role model for others in the community, like another young Latina girl growing up and wondering what she can do with her life? Do you see yourself as maybe a role model for her or even just young girls in general?
I do. I do. I definitely think that it's important to know what opportunities are out there for you and what you can do. You know, my parents both have like a seventh grade education, so they never graduated from high school. But I have a bachelor's and a master's. And it was my parents who encouraged me, you know, who kind of pushed me along the way to keep
right.
going. You know, there are times in your education where you kind of like, you think, oh man, this is so hard. I don't know if I can keep going. And it's great to have parents who really are so supportive that tell you, you know, you can do this. It's a few more years. Keep going, you know.
Right.
So I think it's important for people to know that's available to them. Education is available to them. And all different types of careers are available to them in the arts, in spoken word, in music, in dance, in visual arts. I'm really happy to see things happening with the Civic Center and the theater here in our community. I think that's so important for people to have that outlet and to be able to have that culture enrich their lives.
Right. Getting a lot of exposure to different artistic expressions and acts that are coming through and touring groups and things like that, which I find really fascinating that we're able to share that with the larger community if we just get out and put our butt in a seat, so to speak.
Yeah, we do have to have the audience.
We
so
do.
It
right.
is so important. If you want the cultural events to be offered, then you have to go out and support the cultural events.
Very true.
So.
Very true. Well, your event is next week.
Yes.
March the 8th at 7 p.m. in the Connie Gotch Theater. It is Rosemary Meza Desplas, her spoken word performance, Spandex Bodies, and Identity Cheerleaders, part of International Women's Week here at San Juan College. And I think it'll be a great message to everyone in the audience. So I hope it's a full house.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary Meza Desplas, my guest this morning here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program. Proud to offer a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Application for the 2022-2024 cohort is open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more by emailing janelle.dougty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or at du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.